Molly Kelly enjoyed the backing of the state's Democratic power structure from the moment she entered the governor's race, and with the primary fast approaching, Kelly flaunted it. Senator Maggie Hassan and Congressman Annie Custer joined Kelly as she wooed voters, as did Senator Jeanne Shaheen, who told a Concord House party that Kelly will prosper if Democrats show up tomorrow.
Billy Gardner is predicting a huge turnout, record-breaking turnout, and we need to make sure that that happens because that's going to be good for Molly.
An hour later in Newport, Steve Marchand told a crowd at a Democratic Party barbecue that in 2018, it's time to redefine what it means to be a New Hampshire Democrat.
We can talk about not taking the pledge, and we can talk about universal health care, and we can talk about a 7-point gun plan, and we can talk about the public funding of elections, and we can talk about eliminating the Hyde Amendment, and we can talk about a 50% renewable portfolio standard by the year 2030. We can talk about that.
When it was Molly Kelly's turn, she stressed her decade in the state Senate and argued that having goals is one thing, achieving them is another.
I have ideas. I have plans, whether it's a 2-point plan or a 7-point plan. But what I really do and what I'm good at is I get results. I get things done.
Molly Kelly and Steve Marchand have one more day to get things done with Democratic primary voters. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.